Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I'd like to welcome you to the Spirit of a Soldier, where we come to share the knowledge and the wisdom of God's Word. Let us take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify your name for your love, mercy, and grace, and forgiveness of our sins, past, present, and future, so that we may come boldly to the throne. We thank you, Father God, for you giving us this opportunity to be able to share your word, grow in your word, and mature in your word in a way, Father God, that we can go out with boldness, Father God, and let others know about the good news of you. We thank you, Father God, as I get ready to deliver the word, let me decrease and the Holy Spirit increase in me. That, Father God, your word come out with clarity and understanding, Father God. So you said it all in your word, in all things get understanding. So we thank you, Father God, that this word will be a pearl to someone's life. It will be valuable to someone's life to help them to know the sacrifice you made, Father God, that you would give us freedom. And we praise you, Father God, that this opportunity to be free to talk about you is a blessing in itself. For we praise you, we adore you, we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Well, I'm excited again to come before you to be able to share God's word and some things that God has given me to show us the importance of why God is so magnificent in our lives. Today's quote comes from Gandhi. He talks about the seven social sins: politics without principle, wealth without works, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, business without morality, science without humanity, and worship without sacrifice. And Frederick Douglass said, "I had reached the point at which I was not afraid to die. This spirit made me a free man. In fact, while I remained a slave in form." And Harriet Tubman stated, "There's one or two things I had a right to: liberty or death. If I could not have one, I would have the other." And the scripture in John 8:36 says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Before I retired from the military after 30 plus years of service, one of the many missions I had in my career was mobilizing soldiers to war or demobilizing from war. In that, I would always use the lyric of a song by Toby Keith called "The American Soldiers" in my presentation, mainly because I wanted the soldiers to see their value. For as they were preparing to go to war or return from war, they would understand that their role, their mission, the job to serve was not in vain. And since we just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday, we as military personnel will call him a civilian soldier because he was a soldier who exercised selfless service to serve others. This is one of our Army values. He became a part of American history due to his and others' tireless effort to ensure the freedom and rights for all Americans to be able to execute and share without bias or limitation, to the point that he was willing to fight and die for freedom. Therefore, as I read the lyrics to this song, I think it is fitting. And it goes like this: "I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed for success, from my head down to my boot. I don't do it for the money, the bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our future, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. And I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometime all night long. And yes, I stand ready when the wolf growl at the door. Hey, I'm solid, I'm steady, and I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted the cost, and I know the sacrifice. And oh, I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, because freedom don't come free. Yeah, I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sister, I will proudly take that stand. When liberty is in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. See, I'm out here on the front line so you can sleep at peace at night. I'm the American soldier. I'm the American. I'm the American. The moral of that song is, or the point of that song is, that freedom doesn't come free. It requires sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears, heartache, and pain. We will take losses, but we will make gains. However, without sacrifice, the word freedom would just be in vain. Today's show is, what are you willing to lose to make a gain? Because freedom don't come free. In a world today where sacrifice sounds like profanity to many Americans today, since America would appear that we are becoming more of a privileged society filled with only our wants and desires, that some in the world would think everything should be about what they want. Matter of fact, it should manifest like popcorn in a microwave. For if things don't happen fast enough, we're just not happy campers. We've become accustomed to things happening in a microsecond, and we even put the same demand on God. Well, used to be a quote I used to hear say, God may not show up when you want, but he's always on time. Now it appears they say that God is just too slow. We don't just want things now, but we want it like yesterday. For when we were a society, when we needed more, we were willing to do more. But now we have plenty. We seem to want more and more, and we're not willing to count the cost of the sacrifice. I just heard today that in the United States and of America, that Martin Luther King's name is on 1,000 street signs in the United States. Yet, within a short radius, street poverty is dominant. That people are not taking care of the areas, yet we are in a rich country called America, and yet many of us will say we are poor. But I would say through my own travels, those on welfare or other social services would be deemed living high on the hog in some of the countries I traveled to. Have we forgot the sacrifice of the freedom fight, such as Dr. Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, John F. Kennedy, Gandhi, and many more? However, for this session, I want us to focus in on the cost of freedom that Jesus and his disciples made. Let's look at briefly the meaning of freedom. There's three I have here. The power of the right to act, speak, or think as one would want without hindrance or restraint. 2, absence from subjection of foreign domination and authoritarian government. 3, the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. We see throughout our entire existence of Christianity that freedom to love has generally been for everyone, has not been for everyone, I'm sorry. We read Christian history through enormous people who were executed due to their battle for freedom for Christianity. And from the earlier Christian life, like John the Baptist, Stephen, Paul, significant number of the 12 following disciples, all who lost their lives proclaiming Christ. We read all through Christian history of the individuals taking chances with their lives to stand up for Christ. Men like Martin Luther, John Wesley, and others who sacrificed for the gospel, for the opportunity of freedom. So why do we have freedom, Christians? As Christians, Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind and for the oppressed, and to set the oppressed free." Healing and deliverance and freedom all brought by Christ himself to the world of spiritual and physical slavery. We were in the enslavement of our transgression, yet Christ has liberated us. We were committed and shackled to the existence of our transgressions in despair until Christ himself was willing to count the cost and follow through and pay the price. He was willing to sacrifice his life for our own. He was willing to take the loss to make the gain, because the gain was about our freedom. And I'm sure we all understand that there's a trade-off for everything. There's a cost to freedom. So when I think about that, individuals like Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement and the sacrifices these people made at that time, and then looking back to Christian history and looking at how the sacrifices they made, and yet now we are free to do, to come, and to be, especially here in America. And yet we're now pulling away from what it costs to be free, to really understand that we've been set free from the enslavement of sin. We've been set free from the enslavement of not having the opportunity to exercise our rights as individuals, especially our Christian rights. What's the cost of Christ to give us freedom? In Romans 5:8, but God commanded his adoration towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ was willing to sacrifice for us. And in Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. The principal cost of freedom was the life of Christ. By the submission of Christ to his Father, he came and lived among us. He walked in this world as an ordinary man. He preached and taught and did the will of his Father. Then the day of sacrifice came. He was released to die for us, and he did. He died and was resurrected for all of us for our freedom, that we may be free from the bondage of sin. This is sacrifice. For the word in John 15 says, no greater love has a man that he do this, that he lay down his life for a friend. Christ was willing to lay down his life, and he called us friends. He was willing to take that sacrifice where he's willing to take the loss to make the gain. And just as many men in our nation risked their lives for our freedom, so did Christ risk his life for our freedom. But there's more to the cost. The first cost was Christ, but the second cost is our own. What is our cost for freedom? The scripture tells us in Luke 14:25-33. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his mother, his father, his mother, wife, children, brother, sister, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciples. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. Suppose one of you wanted to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay down the foundation and are not able to finish it, anyone sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish it. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Wouldn't he first sit down and consider whether he's able with 10,000 men to oppose the ones coming against him with 20,000? And if he is not able, he will send a message while others are still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples. Jesus tells us that before we follow him, we must count the cost. Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to give up our time, our peace, and our sleep? Are we willing to take the time to study, to get to know God? Because it's important that we're willing to sacrifice. No one can ever see themselves as becoming knowledgeable in a relationship about the other individual if they don't spend the quality time. We have to be willing to sacrifice. We got to give up those things that prevent us from getting to really know God, to really get to understand what God can do for us, because there are so many blessings in this walk. But this walk is hard, and it's easy for us to be willing to say, I can't do this. I can't take this. Jesus, even himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, said, if this cup could pass. But he was willing to make the sacrifice. He was willing to give up his own so that we could have full eternity with him. He was willing to sacrifice what it was required of him, not just in the flesh, but in his spirit, so that he could go down to hell and return back with the keys for our freedom, to set us free. So it's important that we recognize that freedom does not come free. Many of us think this when we're in America because we have privilege to everything. We can go into a restaurant, eat the food, and leave it. We can buy clothes at the drop of a hat. We can drive cars that cost almost the cost of what my mother, well, more so the cost of what my mother paid for a house back in the 60s. We have so much to be thankful for so many freedom fighters were out there. But we are blessed to have Christ as our main freedom fighter, that now when we transition from this life, because this is temporal, We'll have freedom and eternal life and all the things that we wanted, peace of mind, comfort, and the joy and the ability to celebrate without sin as a part of our life. It would be our opportunity because of the sacrifice that Christ made. So it's important that we recognize what Christ has done for us, how he's put his life on the line, and many others who have set the path up for us to be able to do it. So freedom is important, and we have to recognize this. So as we go forth, I tell you that Jesus is willing to pay the cost. So in closing, we have to recognize as we progress through our lives, let's remember the sacrifice that many people have made. Let not their sacrifice be made in vain. For the word tells us that no farmer has ever received a harvest unless he prepared himself. He had the right attitude. He committed, and he had the right expectation of God. For the scripture says in Luke 9:24, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall he save it. What is the cost of freedom for Christians in this life? The same cost of freedom in America. The same cost of freedom to be a Christian in this world. The same price that Jesus paid so that we may be saved. The cost of freedom is our life. And we all must be willing to turn it over to Christ in order to truly be able to be free. So I ask the question, as I asked earlier, what are we willing to lose to make a gain? Because freedom don't come free. And when we celebrate these holidays, such as Martin Luther King Day, let's recognize the importance of our life, the freedom we have, the freedom to be able to engage ourselves in study, the freedom to be able to go to church and worship, the freedom to be able to have the ability to go from one location to another, to another church. In some of the countries I was in, they couldn't even fellowship. They had to hide, still hide, as if it was back in the days of slavery. They could not celebrate. They could not study. They could not worship. They could not praise openly. They had to worship man versus God. But because of the sacrifice that Christ and the disciples made, because of the sacrifice that many people along the path have made, we have this freedom. So while we are free to be, we need to ensure as we pass God's word forward that we pass on the reality that when we come into Christ, we are set free. And as we come into Christ and we know this knowledge, we share it with others because many people are not just bound by their physical status, they're bound in their mind. They're in bondage. They're bound in their spirit. They're struggling with all these emotions and challenges. They're struggling with all these mental health issues. But Christ said, be transformed by the renewal of our mind. He gave us the opportunity to be free. He said that if we pray, that we know that things that are possible with man would be possible with God. He gave us the tools, and even to be able to battle the challenges, he gave us his armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes to walk in the peace, the sword of spirit, the shield of faith. He gave us all this to be free. He gave us the opportunity that we could go to God on our own. We don't have to have another man to stand in the gap. Because Jesus is already doing that. He gave us this freedom, but it didn't come free. So we have many blessings that we can count it all joy because we were given the opportunity to truly be able to go forward now and be able to relate to God, relate to others, help others. Again, go and spread the good news because the good news provides that freedom. So how can we do that? In Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you would be saved. That is the start right there. Being saved is being set free. And again, as I said earlier, he who is set free is free indeed. You can't lose with the stuff that God used. So in parting, I'd like to remind you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. Or the phone number is 646-668-2780. We appreciate you coming. Remember, this was a short one, but I wanted to know the importance of the freedom that you have in Christ. and the sacrifices that have been made. So anytime that you think that you're struggling, remember the struggles that others made for you to be able to be free. Thank you. And again, we'll see you next week.
I've been through.